Blog Talk Radio. Into the atmosphere. Praise the Lord and good evening. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and you have tuned into Tehillah Worship, amen, where we take time once a week, and maybe this is even just one of the times a week that you take this time to meditate and to get in His presence. Excuse me. Tonight, we are going to embrace the new year. Happy New Year. It is 2016. And some of you all probably couldn't wait for this day to get here. So I'm going to play some music and come right back and tell you what this day is all about. This is Tehillah Worship. Praise the Lord. I'm back. Had to step away for a minute, but I'm back. This is Tehillah Worship. And it is 2016. And tonight, I want to give you opportunity and give you space to just begin to speak into the atmosphere. I don't know how many of y'all start your year off with decrees and declarations. Some of you probably did that the New Year's Eve service, but some of you probably didn't get a chance to. And I want to give you this opportunity over the next few minutes to just begin to decree in your life, decree in your household, decree over your job, over your business. Speak some things into your health. Speak some things into your marriage. Speak some things over your children. Speak some things over your barrenness. Speak some things. Speak life, not death. Speak victory and not failure. Speak success. Speak just health over you. Begin to minister. Minister to your community. Declare and decree a thing in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lamb, over over the things that God has given you leadership over, over your church, your business, your ministry, your home, your finances. This is the time to do that tonight on Tehillah Worship. And so we just bless God for this opportunity. And for those that have already decreed, you still can get your word and meditate and pray. Pray for those in your home. Pray for those in your sphere of influence. Meditate on the words of this week. Prepare yourself for what the Lord has before you. So we just bless God, and I stand in agreement with you concerning this and everything. So merciful God, our Father, I pray the Spirit of the Lord stirs up in your people even now, that even where they sit, even where they stand, those that are driving, those that are listening while working, God, I pray that they begin to decree a thing, that it will be established in 2016, God. God, stir up in them a word. Stir up in them a revelation. Stir up in them, Lord God, a power, Lord God, that make their faces as flint to stand against the enemy, Lord God, and the conqueror, Lord God, he who has tried to overcome them, but he who has tried to overtake them. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that they get a strength, a victory, an encouragement, an empowerment, even now in the name of Jesus, to decree a thing. God, I pray with those and I speak with those and over those, God, who have decreed and declared a thing and made a decision concerning their health, concerning their finances, concerning their marriages, oh God, concerning their present and current situation as well as their future destiny and purposes. God, I pray with them in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lamb of God shows himself strong and mighty, that the Shepherd of God of heaven in the name of Jesus reveals himself in their lives, God. I pray that your might and majesty, oh God, manifest. Lord God, even now in the name of Jesus, reveal your brilliance, your magnificence, your glory, and your virtue. Father, touch them in their situations and move mountains on their behalf. Move kingdoms, oh Lord God. Bless those, oh God, who would dare stand in opposition. Teach them, oh Lord God, to bless them that curse them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and pray for them that despitefully use them. Teach us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to hear your voice, oh God, and to embrace, Lord God, your very word. Teach, oh mighty Savior and awesome King, that your word is truth and you cannot lie. We bless you and thank you for that which you are doing in our lives, God. We thank you, Lord God, in advance of that which you're going to do and for that which you're going to do in 2016, oh God. And we honor you, Lord God. Speak to the 360 degrees of our experience and our existence. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for those that are decreeing, Lord God, and speaking over their addictions, their habits, and their hang-ups, oh God. We decree freedom in the name of Jesus. We declare deliverance for the captives in the name of Jesus. God, we pray impotence in the hands of the bondmen, oh God, in Jesus' name, and those that have us bound, oh God. We even need, Lord God, and deafen, Lord God, the tongue and the ears, Lord God, of our enemies and the unlearned, oh Heavenly Father. And we bless you and thank you, God. Thank you for being on our side. Thank you for being our deliverer. Thank you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for setting us free. Thank you, oh Lord God, for being our kinsman redeemer. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for sending us through a thing, not just to a thing. Thank you, oh Lord, for being our escort and our usher. Thank you, Jehovah Sabaoth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for being our, Lord God, front and our rear guard, the God of hosts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God, for being better to us than to ourselves. Thank you, oh Lord God, for having more in store for these, your people. Thank you, oh Lord God, for bringing us out, Lord God, and protected, Lord God, in a horrendous 2015. In the name of Jesus. And some other, Lord God, 2015 was great and blissful, but we bless you now, God, that 2016 will be better for both of us. We pray, oh God, that your presence, oh Lord God, hallelujah, will be evident, God. Your near, blessed presence, oh God, will be evident, Lord God, and tangible, even unto these, your people. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. God, stir up in your people to begin to decree a thing, to begin to to begin to declare, God, to begin to seek you for confirmation, God, to begin to line up their declaration with your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And we magnify you and we glorify you. We bless you and we adore you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
stand upon the very words that you speak, and we stand upon the words that we speak, and we say thank you. We shout hallelujah, God. We allow you in this place, oh God. We receive it, God. We have, as we have decreed it, God, we believe it by faith, and we receive it, therefore, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh Lord God, for hearing our words, oh God, and attending unto our cries. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for confirming the very thing that we have spoken. Thank you for stirring up in our spirits, oh God, hallelujah, the very word and the very answer of our tongue as we have decreed a thing, God. Thank you that it shall manifest. Thank you that January and February, March, April, and May, June, July, August, October, and November, as well as December, Lord God, will be a year full of renewal, Lord God, a year of refreshing, Lord God, a year of your grace, a year, Lord God, of your most tender of mercies, God, a year of your providence, of your benevolence, God, of your love and of your power, God, of your peace and your tranquility. Thank you, oh God, that we will fully engage in your presence, oh God. Thank you that we will have life and that more abundantly. Thank you, oh God, that we will conquer and overcome every enemy, oh God, weather every storm in the name of Jesus. Oh, endure, oh Lord God, and overcome, and we praise you and we bless you for it. And so, God, we stand upon the very words that we have spoken. We stand upon the very words that you have spoken. We stand upon these declarations and these decrees in the name of Jesus, and we receive them, we bless you for it, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Tehillah Worship, and we are declaring and decreeing for 2016.
You stood before creation, eternity in your hand, and you spoke the earth into motion, my soul. You stood before my failure,
at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me.
I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love.
Yeah.
Amazing. I think I'm going to make that my theme song for this year because he is amazing. And this is the God that we have made the decrees to tonight. This is the amazing God that in whose name we have declared things of our lives for this day, this week, this month, and this year, 2016. And I believe that this is the God, this amazing God who is going to cause all of those things to come to pass. Even when it's difficult, even when it doesn't happen when you want it to happen, he still will prove time and time again that he is amazing. Do you believe it? Thank you, Jesus. Do you believe it? Do you believe that he is an amazing God? Yes, I do believe that this is going to be my theme song for 2016, as well as the next song that I'm going to play. So with that, I'm going to say thank you for joining us. Joining me in tonight's Tehillah worship. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that you were able to get and to give. And I pray that that which you have spoken and decreed over your life and over those around you and those in your sphere of influence and however else the Holy Spirit led you to decree and declare, I pray that it manifests as this amazing God causes it to manifest. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. Laborers for Christ Grace Teachings are all the way out in the northwest corner of the United States in the Seattle Federal Way area. And as always, it is my pleasure to be your host on this evening. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And I pray that you will join me again next week. You take care in Jesus' name.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life. You thought I was just God.